This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. We continue on Beis Amin Aleph 2A, the second section, the green text. And yesterday, the Gemara asked a question, why bother telling me that you can use an established spring, an established mayan to water your field? If you can use the new spring, which might require your attention, of course you can use the old springs. The Gemara answers, Amri, no, we say Itzrich, we require it. Why? Itana Mayan Shiyatza Betchila. If the Mishnah, like you're suggesting, had only said a newly formed spring, and we therefore would deduce even the old spring, there's a danger. Hava, I mean, I might have thought, Hacha hu de beis hashlachin in beis habaalo. It's only in a newly formed spring that a beis hashlachin, a field that requires irrigation, I can use it. Beis habaal, right? Beis habaal is literally means the house of the owner, but it's a field that suffices with rainwater. It doesn't require extra irrigation. I would have thought that a newly formed spring where maybe it falls after construction, that type of spring you can use for a beis hashlach and not for a beis habal. Right? Mishum da'asi le'im pule, because it might come and fall. Avamayan shelo yatza betchila, but a spring that didn't just come out, one that has proven itself reliable, old faithful, it's not going to fall. Ema, maybe I feel a beis habal nami. Maybe I would think I could irrigate with such a spring, even a field that generally does not require outside irrigation because rainwater will suffice. Kamash malan comes the mission to teach us. It lists both the base, the newly formed spring and the old spring, to teach us loshna mayan shiyatza betchila, the loshna mayan shelo yatza betchila. It doesn't make a difference whether this is a newly formed spring or a non-newly formed spring, an old established spring. Beis hashlachin in, a field that requires irrigation, you can water on chalamoid and shmita and shvius. Beis habaalo, but a field that generally suffices with rainwater, you cannot water it with either type of spring. Now the Gemara just wants to know, how do we know that beis hashlachin means a field that requires effort, irrigation, and a beis habal is one that is settled, is fine, doesn't really require much work? That's the Gemara's question. My mashmid ha beis hashlachin lishnitzitzachusa hui. How do you know that beis hashlachin means, right, that it requires some sort of effort? Because it says ve'ata ayef v'yageya, right? You are tired and weary, exhausted. Umitargamina, the Aramaic translation of that pasuk, writes, Ve'at mishalhei ule'e, right? Shelchin, right? The hay and the chet are sometimes interchangeable. Mishalhei sounds like shlachin. And clearly that means, right, it's being translated as tired, weary. It's something that requires effort that will make you tired. My mashma d'hai beis habal lishna d'miyas v'usahi. How do you know that a beis habal has a connotation of calm, right? You know, to do too much work. Tichsev, as it says, kiv al bachur betula, when a young man takes a young woman, a virgin, mitagimin, on the translation there, it says, are kamedim mitosav ulam in besulta, yis yasvun begaveich banaich. Right? Excuse me. Right, that's strength. When a young man settles down, right, with a virgin, so shall your sons become settled within you. With that language of settled, of calm, right, the base habal from Yiv'al Bachor Betula settled, it gives you that connotation. Now the Gemara wants to know, Man Tana, who is the author of our Mishnah? Right, the Mishnah is given to us anonymously. We don't have an author for the Mishnah. But Man Tana de Pseida in Harvachalo. Who is the author of such a position that is really enumerated in our Mishnah, that in order to avoid loss, you may water the field, in order to gain, to profit harvacha, you may not. Even when we're talking about loss, mitrach nami lo tachinan, there cannot be all that much effort extended, right? That's why you can't dig the stuff around the vines and the rainwater's out, etc. Who is the author of our Mishnah? For that, you got to come back tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.